brought to you by XM WX Satellite Weather and by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. XM WX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XM WX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see what the latest XM WX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2010, booth 3037.
Hello, this is Glenn Pugh with AvWeb.com. We're here at Oshkosh AirVenture 2010 and talking to Clive Coote with Unique Electric Aircraft. Clive, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what's your message here at the show? A lot of folks wandering the ground seem to think the electric aircraft idea is a novelty, something that needs to be developed but isn't quite here yet.
No, they got that quite wrong. Electric flight is very much here now and today. We've been flying aircraft now for well over a year, and in fact, paramotors and things for nearly 3 years. And, electric flight is happening, no question.
Well, you do have three aircraft out here on the showgrounds. Could you describe what's going on with those three?
Yeah, we have three aircraft. One is already well-known in the American market called the Spider. It's an ultralight and designed by Tom Bagini, and we've electrified that. It has a 20-kilowatt motor, 27-horsepower motor, and it flies for around an hour, which is a very comfortable time in the ultralight. Our next step up is the E430, which is the unique, complete-developed aircraft. That's got a 40-kilowatt, 54-horsepower motor, two-seater, high wing, sort of Cessna style, with flaps, and will fly for around 2 hours, you know, full power and in cruise. And then our third aircraft is a sailplane, a self-launched sailplane called the Eviva, and that's got a very high glide ratio. It's more a glider than a powered aircraft, and that will fly, but that will fly under power for about an hour and a half.
Now, when you step up from the ultralight aircraft, where you have batteries external, I assume, they're out in the wind flow, there's ample cooling. Have you run across any cooling problems with the other aircraft that have enclosed systems?
No, we've had no cooling problems with batteries at all, even after a full power discharge that we do regularly at the factory, where we run batteries and motors full power, you know, through a complete cycle. The batteries are only ever warm to the touch. We're never ever drawing that much amperage for them. We're never really sort of working them that hard.
Are there any safety precautions or considerations that are particular to electronic systems versus combustion engines?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have all that reserve energy in the battery, which is, you know, a bit like petrol, which you can unleash. So you do have to be very careful to keep that contained and to monitor it. Most battery accidents or problems with batteries are not caused in usage. They're caused in charging, when people overcharge batteries. So all our systems have got a huge amount of safety features in them that stop you from abusing the batteries in any way, and also monitor the batteries so that the batteries are kept at a very constant level. All the cells are kept at the same voltages. So they're very safe. We've never had a battery problem.
Now, and I suppose that charging is one of the other concerns about battery-operated aircraft these days. What charging times are we looking at out of the E430, which you say now is capable of roughly 2 hours flight?
When you charge a lithium polymer battery, you need to make sure all the cells are balanced, as I said. So if you do a balanced charge, it's somewhere between 3 and 4 hours, depending on how deep you've discharged them. However, the type of battery we're using now is so consistent in its discharge characteristics that all the cells are staying very level. So this now allows us to actually use an unbalanced charger. Maybe you unbalance charge 7 to 10 times, and then you balance charge just to make sure, to maintain the levels, if you understand me. And the unbalanced charger will do it in about 1.5 hours.
Do you need special equipment, or is this something you plug into a wall at the hangar? How does it work?
No, basically you can plug it into the wall in the hangar. You do need 220 volts, but most hangars and most houses, actually, funnily enough, have 220 volts available to them. But it's a bog-standard box charger that we produce. It's not bog-standard. It's quite sophisticated. But you know, you just literally plug it in and fire it up.
And the E430 is the aircraft that we saw here last year at Oshkosh. How has it improved since last year?
Well, since we came here last year, we've now built 5 different versions in different configurations to test what we felt was best for the aircraft's final specification. So we've now definitely added flaps to it. We have we listened to the American market, who wanted to put in a T-hanger, so we now have removable wingtips. So it's a 38-foot wing with the tips removed, and removing the tips only takes seconds. We have an interchangeable battery system, because schools wanted to take the batteries in and out very quickly, so we can now drop the batteries out. And lots of other modifications to make using the aircraft that much easier.
And the Aviva appears to be a brand new design to Unique. Where did it? How did it arrive to you? And where are you developing it from here?
The Aviva is a very unique concept, sorry for the pun, but it was designed by a German designer called Martin Wetzel, and he had actually started producing it in Czechoslovakia, and the production had stalled. But it was such a superb aircraft, and Martin started working with us on composites. He's our composite consultant, and so we decided to work further with him, so we bought the designs of the Aviva there and actually a glider as well called the Apis 2.
The Apis 2 will be available soon?
The Apis 2, we actually in build as of an Aviva and an Apis 2 now, and once we've gone through that, the Apis 2 will also be available.
So what are we looking at moving forward into the future? Do you have sales projections? Are you selling the aircraft currently? And what are the price ranges that we're looking at from the ultralight right on up through?
Up to now, we haven't been taking orders because we don't want to disappoint people by taking orders. But we're now starting to take orders, and we have actual hard, firm orders.
The firm orders are represented by deposit or refundable deposit? How do you handle it?
By signed orders. And we will be taking deposits after the show. But our sort of philosophy is we're not going to demand money for the sake of it. And it's a very small deposit. It's only $1,000 on the big aircraft. Just as a commitment. We're not looking to fund our operation with the deposits, if you know what I mean. And the price range of the aircraft, the basic price for the ultralight is $27,995. Then you go up to $89,995 for the E430 and $99,995 for the all-composite Aviva.
Clive Coote, thank you very much for taking a minute to describe what's going on at Unique. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for letting me talk about it.
This is Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We've been speaking to Clive Coote, Managing Director for Unique International here at AirVenture Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.